Good morning. I'm Commissioner Ed Rothstein, and I'm going to give this week's podcast, and it's a little bit out of order from our podcast, but today is a special day for an upcoming event. And the first thing I want to say is let's all hope for beautiful weather on May 15th, Sunday, May 15th from 12 to 4. And I'm going to get into exactly why I want that beautiful weather in just a second. But first, I want to share with you, the other night, I presented at the Lions Club. I'm a very proud Lion down in the Freedom area. I presented a little bit about what's going on in Fort Meade and the programs on Fort Meade. And I ended with the 30 plus years that I gave in my service to our country in wearing a uniform. And when people thank me for that service that I gave, I thank them right back for giving me the reason to serve. And it's not just a slogan, but we really do live in an awesome country, state, and county. And in fact, when people thank me for being a commissioner, I thank them right back for giving me the reason to be a commissioner, because it's awesome to serve in a great community. And as I've always said, nobody knows Carroll County better than Carroll Countyans. And that holds true, and it really holds true for our veteran community. And that's what I want to lead into. On May 15th, on Sunday, May 15th, from 12 to 4 at the Farm Museum here in Westminster, we are going to have a Veterans Celebration. This is the inaugural Carroll County Veterans Celebration, and it's co-sponsored from our Carroll County government and our Veterans Advisory Council. Looking forward to welcoming all veterans here in Carroll County, the military, their families, and all Carroll Countyans to come in and support the community. I would love to see 3,000 to 5,000 folks coming into the Farm Museum. We are going to have, at this time, 17 food trucks, I think a dozen plus, and I'm hoping for more, kegs of beer for those that want to partake in beer. Of course, other refreshments available. Everyone who would like to partake in a beer that is a veteran will have a couple of free beers handed to them. We're going to have entertainment from the U.S. Army Field Band, which is the premier music that the U.S. Army has. You have Pershing Zone, which focuses on Washington, D.C. and the D.C. community, and the U.S. Army Field Band that travels across the country and world promoting the U.S. Army. Fortunately, we have the U.S. Army Field Band's six-string group that's going to participate on the 15th. So we should look forward to some really cool patriotic music, and I would expect some 60s, 70s, and 80s type of music as well. The other entertainment will have lots of children's activities. We're going to have military equipment from a helicopter coming down for a couple hours as a static display. We just confirmed the static display from our Maryland National Guard that will be in place with vehicles and uniforms, again, for everyone of all shapes and sizes and ages to climb and participate by seeing what it's all about for our service members. We're going to have exhibits, both old and new, from our military community here in Carroll County. We're going to have craft vendors and artisans and a whole lot more. The other thing we're going to have, which to me is very important, are our veteran support organizations on site at the Farm Museum. These are very important for all of us to know what's in our community across Carroll County. We'll have some nonprofits there, along with our Carroll County government and state government veteran organizations, along with the VSOs like the VFWs and the American Legions on site. They're great opportunities to ask questions, learn more, and participate in these organizations. One thing I've learned over time is that these veteran support organizations, like the American Legions, the reality is that the ages are getting older in those participating in these type of support organizations. What we want to do is appeal to those that are veterans, let's say from the ages 20, 25 to 60, that post-Vietnam era or 65. There are about 7,000 within just that group that live here in Carroll County. Wouldn't it be awesome to have, you know, a mix of the newer generation with the older generation sharing an adult beverage or a beverage of their choice, at a support organization like the Legion or VFW, sharing their stories and also talking about the common bond that they both have in wearing the uniform at one time. That's what this is all about. Enjoying the opportunity, enjoying the camaraderie with other veterans, learning from each other, and supporting each other. Because the other challenge, and I've shared this with many, is I've gone through some challenging times. I didn't recognize it in myself until after the uniform came off. My family saw it, some friends saw it, but it took a little bit of time for me to recognize it. And once I did, I feel so much better about it. And I think that is very important for all of us. The word of the year for me is balance, and participating in events like this, the Carroll County Veterans Celebration on May 15th, definitely brings balance to me and our community. So again, let's look for beautiful weather on May 15th from noon to 4. It's free parking, and there is no limit on those that will be participating and attending this event. So let's really make this one heck of an event for everyone to see. No one does it better than Carroll County for our veteran community. I am convinced of that, and so are so many others once they see these opportunities come our way. So with that said, that is the only message I really want to share this morning with you. Look forward to seeing all of you on Sunday, May 15th. And this is Commissioner Ed Rothstein. Have an awesome day. Once and always, life is good.